Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 16th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple of 31 plus years, and it's your joy to daily prepare and share these messages over the internet, including this podcast. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again, this day, it's our desire to bring encouragement. Today's message is titled, The Confession of Every Tongue. The scripture portion is Philippians 2, 9 through 11.
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
As a young Christian, one of my favorite choruses, and perhaps the very first I ever recall singing, apart from children's choruses like Deep and Wide, was a declaration of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Many of you have sung it, regardless of where you live.
He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. And now, I appreciate Brooksine's spontaneity, and I gestured to her that I'd like for her to sing it. And prior to that, I hadn't discussed it. But you hear perhaps her morning voice, and obviously no production quality. But thankfully, she expressed the truth. This course is clearly based on the daily text, or perhaps a similar text in Romans 14:11. It is a portion of what many Bible students believe to be an ancient creedal statement of the early church. That is a statement regularly recited by early believers in expressing their faith. Some even feel it may have been an early hymn of the church, set to music to teach and reinforce sound doctrine. I like hymns that present solid biblical truth and sound theology. An excellent example of this type of hymn, although seldom sung in many of today's churches, is One Day.
There is coming a time when every person who has ever lived will be on bended knee, whether in heaven, on earth, or under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
This confession is currently the fundamental point of distinction between believer and non-believer. Paul wrote, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." That's Romans 10:9. This confession now comes by the Spirit. For 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3 states, "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." And by the way, I've always interpreted that and understood it to mean really, truly say from the heart, because obviously somebody could say that word and many have.
Well, this will be an indescribably exultant time. Those who did not make the confession while living on earth will do so at the great judgment. There will be no excuses, no more delays. The most virulent mockers will be on bended knee confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. The most devout atheists will on bended knee confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the vilest unrepentant sinners from all the ages will on bended knee confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
The word for confess means to admit openly, to acknowledge, to recognize, to acclaim. This universal confession will be the glory, to the glory of God the Father. I have no choice regarding this matter at the great judgment. People will do so. So I would much rather do this now as a repentant sinner and place my faith in the Lord as I make my confession of faith personal. I encourage you to do so today.
He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He's my Lord. For my knee has bowed, and my tongue confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord.
We urge each podcast listener today on this side to make a confession, much like Brooksine did right there.
Let's pray. Jesus, name above all names. I confess with my lips and believe in my heart that you are Lord and Savior of my life. You died for my sins and rose to life, making it possible for me to die to sin and rise to new life in you. I thank you for the victory that is mine as I surrender my heart and life to you, Lord Jesus, not only in this world, but in the world to come. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Roxine. And that's a wonderful prayer in making the confession of faith in the Lord and placing her faith. Thank you for joining us today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up on the site today, as well as a couple of versions of the song. One, a familiar English version, similar to what I sang, the song, Jesus is Lord, He is Lord. But also one in a language that I really don't know what it is, and I'm asking if any readers, or in this case podcast listeners, that want to click on the link can listen to it and tell me. But it is certainly the profession, the confession of faith of many of our brothers and sisters somewhere. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to serve and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord.